Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Over the last 2 weeks, we have talked about sleep. What's a healthy sleep? What's not so healthy? How you can prepare for healthy sleep and all that. So there was a lot of information on sleep and on the chronotype of sleep and all that stuff. So I just wanted to make sure you were aware of it. So if you're interested in it, you can always go back to the March 2nd and the February 25th show and listen to them because they're all archived. So today I want to go a step further in the health program and talk about it's not your fault. Question is, what is not your fault? It's not your fault that you're struggling with your weight. Well, let's examine that a little bit because I thought that every action that we have, there is a reaction and everything we do has consequences and whatnot. Now, why would it not be your fault to be overweight or to be even morbidly obese? And let me just preface this. Been there, done that. I just had major success over the last 20 weeks, and I dropped 34 pounds and 30 inches, and now I'm in a healthy weight. I'm feeling great. I'm energized. And that is actually what I have in mind for everyone. I want to reach out and help whoever wants to be helped. And I'm going to go into some details right now why some of the things you have no control over and some things you do. And then I'm going to go into telling you what I can do for you. So let's start about 10,000 years ago. There were no obese people. There was no heart disease, no diabetes too. There was barely enough food to get by. People were searching for roots, vegetables, berries. They were hunting animals. They were fishing. They ate on the spot pretty much. I mean, everything that was raw or berries and stuff that they could eat without cooking them got eaten raw on the spot. The meat got cooked and eaten right away. The reason why they never knew where the next meal came from or if there was going to be one. Well, in those days, being overweight meant you were very successful. The BMI was over 25. It was needed because they had so much physical activity. Our body is made up of over 40 billion adipose cells. Those are the fat cells, providing a virtually unlimited storehouse to keep us alive. We store small amounts of carbohydrates in our liver and muscles, but the ability to stockpile precious energy as fat is our most critical survival mechanism. And then what? Yeah, nowadays we store it. Now, do we need to hunt for food other than McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell? Or is it easy for us to come by with food? Is our activity level as high as it was then? I would say it decreased tremendously because now we have transportation, motorcycles, bicycles, and the walking that was done 10,000 years ago for everything has turned into automation, into something easy, where we don't have to expend calories and energy to get from place A to place B. The portion control with our foods is so different these days. I remember a while ago when McDonald's started with its supersized fries and supersized this and supersized that. And the people got supersized. And we actually did not burn half the calories that we took in. Quite often, I'm wondering, when it comes to eating, do we need to eat when we want what we want? Or is it just a want that we want to eat? Or is it how much we eat that makes a difference, when we eat, how it's prepared? Those are all questions I am not going to answer right now in everything that we're talking about, because this is only a 15-minute show to trigger your curiosity. However, that's exactly what I want to accomplish. I want to trigger your curiosity to do some research, to do some soul searching and finding out, why am I eating when I'm eating? What am I eating? Why is that my choice? Is it serving me? Is it creating a healthy body within me? Is it something I'm just craving for and it doesn't really help me? It makes it worse. There's a lot more. There is so much going on. It's unbelievable. So, and to top that, with all the choices that we have, I can say with confidence that the food industry is actually sabotaging our health. Why do I say that? Well, I have proof, and you will have it too if you just look for it, that the food industry is putting too much sodium in the food. So we have to buy certain drinks. And most of the things that we buy that's prepackaged is addictive. It has additives in it. It has monosodium glutamate in it, which causes headaches, which tells us we need to pop pills. We don't really, but that's just something that is going on in our heads. You know, I'm talking about, we have chatter in our head. That's just the thoughts we make it to be they real or not real. It's just the way we perceive things. Oh, I have to eat. I have to finish my plate. I cannot leave anything behind, because during World War II, there was barely enough food and people would have loved what I couldn't finish. So I have to finish it. That all has changed. We have the luxury of having refrigerators. When we're out, we have the take-home little containers, or the doggy bags, as they call them, where we can actually take the rest of the food home so we get a second meal with it. I know that when I go out to my most favorite Mexican restaurant, and yes, here in Long Beach, it's Rivera's on 7th and Gladys, they make the most awesome food, wonderful proportions, and great price. But it's always twice as much as what I need. So I just divide it into two and take one half home. I do that at the beginning of the meal so I don't even get tempted to eat it all. And then the price is even better because I get two meals out of one. So anyway, portion control is very important. Let me share with you that I found that the food industry, as I said, sabotages our health. And the proof is that in 1970, the USA spent $6 billion a year for fast food. $6 billion in 1970. Today, in 2017, that's 47 years later, almost half a century, we're spending $130 billion. That's $130 billion in fast food. That is over 200% more in almost 50 days. Amazing. So the fast food fosters actually habits of disease. It causes the cholesterol to rise. The same with the blood pressure, the same with the glucose level. Therefore, there are a lot more diabetics. 90% of people are in less than optimal health here in the U.S. The U.S. actually spends 50% of the $2 trillion allotted for healthcare budget on sick people. 50%, and less than 3% on healthy people keeping their health. That is so sad when we think we spend much more money on the bad than on promoting the good. It would be so much easier to stay and remain healthy and monitor our intake and monitor our... My husband always says GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. But that means whatever you take in versus what you expend in energy, in calories. What we take in excess is what converts into fat and then causes all the medical issues. So having said that, and hopefully having started your brain to search for information, how you can get healthy again, why don't you go to the blue link on my transcript there? It's called https://www.news-medical.net/health/obesity-and-fast-food.aspx. It's a free link for you to get some more information on what I just talked about. Fast food, obesity, and how that's going on. As I told you, I'm a certified health coach, and I'm actually looking for people who want to learn to live a happy and healthy life. I focus on healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, and more. So if you trust me, and if you would love to find out more, please send me an email to dythomson@gmail.com or text me, voicemail me at 562-335-4956 so I can start helping you on a journey or have you partner with me on a journey to health. So we are not going to be amongst the 50% of the 2 trillion who need money for health care because we're sick, but that we're going to promote ourselves and move on our journey to the 3% on healthy people with a BMI under 24.9, which is the highest of the healthy ones. Maybe, let's say, BMI between 22 and 24.5 would be more ideal. I would love to be there and work with you and journey with you that path to get you to your healthy yourself. So please, no questions are stupid questions, only the ones not asked. Ask away. If you don't have the answer, ask me what I'm doing. Because the program I have found 21 weeks ago and I've been on allowed me in that short period of time to release 34 plus pounds and 30 some inches. And I went from a size 12, 14 into a size 4, feeling happy, healthy, energized, and focused. And most of all, blessed that I'm out of the danger zone and that I am doing so great. And now it's time for me to pay it forward and help you or anybody that you know. Please refer them to me so I get to help them. That is the biggest joy of my life, reaching out, working on my passion, sharing and educating others. So I'm just going to say thank you so much for taking me up on that offer. And I'm looking forward to reading from you, hearing from you, and seeing you next week again. Have a great week.